Today is Monday, October 13th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is seeing record growth in dual enrollment programs, giving high school students the chance to earn college credit before graduation. Dual enrollment allows students to take college-level courses that count towards both high school and college requirements. Brianna Fortney, career prep and dual enrollment coordinator at Southwest Tech, said the initiative helps students save time and money while exploring career interests early. Southwest Tech offers multiple pathways into dual enrollment. In Start College Now and College Up, juniors and seniors can take courses on campus or online. Students submit an application to their school district requesting the courses they'd like to take. Once approved, the district pays for the course costs, such as tuition fees and books. Youth Apprenticeship is a partnership with CESA 3. Youth Apprenticeship is an opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to explore their chosen career path while continuing to work towards high school graduation. It's an Earn While You Learn program that combines work-based learning and related instruction. Youth Apprentice students have the opportunity to earn college credits paid through the program locally managed by CESA 3. Transcripted credit is for qualified high school teachers trained and mentored by Southwest Tech faculty to deliver college curriculum directly within their high school classrooms. This allows students to earn both high school and college credits simultaneously at no cost to the student or the district. Programs span healthcare, agriculture, IT, business management, automotive, and general education courses such as psychology, sociology, English, and speech. The college reports strong participation in its nursing assistant program, with many students beginning their nursing careers early. The American Heart Association and American Medical Association presented the Target PB Silver Award to the Richland Hospital and Clinics for its commitment to prioritizing blood pressure control. The Silver Achievement Award recognizes practices that have demonstrated commitment to improving blood pressure control through BP measurement accuracy. High blood pressure or hypertension is a leading risk factor for heart attacks, strokes, and preventable deaths in the United States. There are 122.4 million U.S. adults living with hypertension. That is nearly half of all adults in the country. Unfortunately, just a quarter of them have their BP under control, making both diagnosis and effective management critical. In the U.S., heart disease and stroke are the number one and five causes of death, respectively, and stroke is a leading cause of disability. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is proud to announce their achievement as a Wisconsin Hospital Association Checkpoint top performer in the areas of birth, infections, patient experience, patient safety, all patients, and patient safety, surgical patients. Earning top performer status means RAMC ranks in the top 10% statewide for several measures, as marked by a star next to each qualifying result, which can be seen by visiting checkpoint.wha.org. Checkpoint is Wisconsin's voluntary hospital quality reporting program, featuring over 45 publicly available measures that reflect performance in safety, quality, and patient outcomes. All acute care and critical access hospitals across the state participate, reporting on metrics that matter most to their communities. These reports are designed to support Wisconsin hospitals' ongoing quality improvement efforts and to promote transparency for patients, providers, and purchasers alike. The University of Wisconsin-Madison and TAE Life Sciences, a biotechnology company specializing in targeted radiation therapy for cancer care, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, announcing the intention to launch the first accelerator-based Born Neutron Capture Therapy Center in the United States. As part of this collaboration, the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health would install the Alpha Beam Compact Accelerator-based BMCT system developed by TAE Life Sciences. This significant milestone has the potential to pave the way for the adoption of BMCT in the United States. The proposal involves collaboration on research and development of Alpha Beam codeine and novel boron, I should say, 10 drugs through preclinical and clinical studies on several cancer indications with high unmet need, including brain and head and neck cancers. A deer farm in Portage County has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The positive result came from a 3-year-old buck. The property has been quarantined and will remain that way until Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture vets and staff conduct an investigation. CWD is a fatal neurological disease of deer, elk, and moose caused by an infectious protein that affects the animal's nervous system. More info on CWD in Wisconsin can be found on DATCAP's website. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illnesses activities like COVID-19 is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring that they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread. The Wisconsin State Assembly was on the floor last week and, with broad bipartisan support, passed a package of bills meant to address Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage. Also last week, State Senate Minority Leader, Middleton Democrat Diane Hesselbein, and asked when the chamber will act. During a press conference at which Democrats introduced a pair of bills related to expanding higher education access in the state, Hesselbein noted that the Senate has not been on the floor since July. She urged her Republican colleagues to get to work. The office of Senate Majority Leader Oostburg Republican Devin LeMahieu did not respond to an email request for comment. People who falsely claim a pet as a service animal would face fines under a Republican-authored bill moving through the legislature. Manitowoc State Representative Paul Tittle authors the legislation and says it's very easy for someone to fraudulently claim a pet as a service animal. Under the bill, violators would be fined up to $200 for their first violation and up to $500 for future violations. The bill passed in the Assembly last week and now heads to the Senate. Democratic state lawmakers introduced a pair of bills aimed at reducing the financial burden on University of Wisconsin students on Thursday. The Higher Education Power Wisconsin package would extend Bucky's Tuition Promise, which guarantees scholarships and grants for students from households earning less than $55,000 per year. The lawmakers say investing in students attending the Universities of Wisconsin is also an investment for the state's economy, as nearly 90% of those students remain in the state after graduating. A bill is being considered at the Capitol that would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. Chiropractor and state representative Clint Moses of Menominee is the bill's author. At a recent public hearing, he said this payment method has a pitfall for providers, sticking them with the fee that they end up having to absorb and basically pass on their other patients. Patrick Teep, a dentist and legislative advocacy chair of the Wisconsin Dental Association, compared virtual credit card payment requirements to deductions on your paycheck that you didn't author. He said the payment method is not only not transparent, but it is not fair business practice. The bill wouldn't prohibit healthcare providers from accepting virtual credit card payments, but insurance companies would have to make an extra associated costs clear in contracts with providers. A big expansion for a major southern Wisconsin employer, Purina, celebrated the opening of a third production line at their Jefferson facility on Saturday. The $350 million expansion has added 120 new employees and increased production at the pet food factory by 45%, according to company leadership. The factory has been in Jefferson for 115 years, and Purina officials say they are committed to remaining in Wisconsin and continuing work here. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about tax refund text scams. According to agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victim needs to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund, and the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. The Richland Center Historic Preservation Committee has announced that the state historical sign unveiling honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson at a ceremony to be held Wednesday, November 5th. Vernon Thompson was born on November 5th, 1905 in Richland Center. He went on to serve as Wisconsin's 34th governor from 1957 to 1959, and this signage is to honor his connection to the community and Richland County. He graduated from Richland Center High School in 1923 and after college served as mayor of Richland Center from 1944 to 1950. Following his term as governor of Wisconsin, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1961 to 1975. He was buried in the Richland Center Cemetery following his death in 1988. You are invited to attend the unveiling in Richland Center at the Community Center parking lot next to Kroska Park at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, November 5th, with a light social to follow in the Community Center conference room. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, known as GRACE, will host its 22nd annual meeting along with sponsor and team recognitions on Thursday in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center. The 2025 annual report will be available, and attendees will be the first to hear what the support levels will be for 2026 and witness the checks presented to the representatives of UW-Carbone and Gunderson for ongoing research. Event sponsors and those in our service area who support GRACE or wish to learn more are welcome to participate. Walk teams highly encouraged to attend and have pictures taken with the big check. Wear your team shirts. Door for the GRACE annual meeting at the Ramada Inn Banquet Facility will open at 4:45 with a free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak and potatoes and vegetables served from 5 to 5:45. A cash bar will be available. Those attending will be eligible for door prizes, have an opportunity to purchase chances on donations. The annual meeting and recognitions will begin at 6. Pre-register for a chance at cash prizes by calling or texting 608-604-8255 or email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. While emergencies often grab headlines, the need for blood is constant, especially in October, as donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Additionally, the threat of hurricanes persists this month. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. The American Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients counting on a consistent blood supply to survive and heal. 4 blood drives will be held in the area this week. 2 are being held today. The first is being held until 4 at the Ridgeburg campus, and the other is being held from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 to 2 at the Baraboo High School, and the fourth will be held on Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Help patients this fall and make an appointment to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Department of Workforce Development is now accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to help address the state's demand for skilled workers. Employers in every industry and of all sizes across Wisconsin are eligible to apply for funding to train skilled workers. The WFF program supports innovative local and regional solutions to help employers meet workforce needs in their areas. The industry sector's worker training grants reimburse the cost cost of customized occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Grants ranging from $5,000 to $400,000 and higher for consortium applicants can cover training that qualifies workers for full-time positions, higher-level roles, or increased wages. The deadline to apply is 3 o'clock Thursday. More information and instructions to apply can be found at the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. Exposure to aggressive driving fuels more aggression behind the wheel, according to new research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. In a survey of licensed drivers, 96% admitted to at least one aggressive driving behavior, including red light running, speeding, tailgating, honking, or cutting off other vehicles during the past year. The study reveals a self-perpetuating cycle. The more drivers encounter hostility on the road, the more likely they are to respond in kind and escalate tensions behind the wheel. Key findings include 96% of drivers admit to driving aggressively in the past year. Their top motivators were to get their destinations faster and to avoid perceived dangers. 11% admitted to engaging in violent actions, such as intentionally bumping into another car or confronting another driver. Top offenders were motorists under the age of 60 and those with household incomes of $100,000 or more. While men and women are equally likely to drive aggressively, men are significantly more prone to escalating into violent driving behaviors. The more drivers are exposed to aggressive behavior on the road, the more likely they are to drive aggressively themselves. The kind of car you drive could predict how you act and how others perceive you. Drivers in sports cars, big trucks, and motorcycles are often seen more aggressive. Some drivers say they felt more powerful and dominant behind the wheel of these vehicles. This latest study updates research originally conducted by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety in 2016, offering a look at how aggressive driving behaviors have shifted over time. While some behaviors have become more common, others have declined. Since 2016, cutting off other vehicles is up 67%, and honking out of anger is up 47%. On the positive side, tailgating is down 24%, and yelling at other drivers is down 17%. AAA encourages drivers to prioritize courtesy and safety to help curb aggressive driving. If you encounter an aggressive driver, stay calm. Avoid eye contact, gestures, or responding. Give them space, let them pass, and keep your distance and protect yourself. Call 911 or go to a public place. Never drive home.